like show business. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, let's take a break from all these current movies and just enjoy talking about films and genres that we feel have been influential
in
filmmaking.
I think that's good. It's always nice to take a breather and just appreciate the art of filmmaking.
Ooh.
So,
yes.
John, you and I have come up with this exercise. We'd like you to play along. We have a list of our favorites. Categories are romance, love story, thriller, sci-fi, epic, and adventure movie.
Yes.
So what do you want to start with?
Oh, come on. My favorite, the best. Not necessarily my favorite movie. I don't know what that is. But my favorite romance of all time, Casablanca.
Ah, nice one. I mean, this is a love story of all love stories and so many great moments. And yeah, this is truly an influential
movie.
And
I'll tell you why. Because as a romance, it's authentic to me. Because in the end, people have to give up. They have to sacrifice for their love. It's love, but it's love that's willing to sacrifice. And there's, for me, why it's such a beautiful romance.
All right, so my pick for love story isn't necessarily a love story between a romantic love story. It's a love story between a father and a son. And my pick for this is Life is Beautiful. It is one of my most favorite movies of all times. The love this father, who's played by Roberto Benigni, has for his son is just so touching in so many ways. And if you haven't seen this movie, you need to. Okay, so my pick for thriller is Seven. Seven, like, scared the bejesus out of me. Seven is a movie starring Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt, and it scared me like I don't think I've ever been scared before. It follows these two detectives as they try to figure out who is behind these serial killings that have to do with the seven deadly sins. One after the other, after the other,
all
and
right.
Boy. I mean, after this, I kept looking at people on the street thinking, what is he doing? It's scary.
It's interesting because I have the same response for my favorite thriller of all time, the 1962 Cape Fear with Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum. Now, nobody plays dangerous white trash better than Robert Mitchum.
What about Robert De Niro's take on it?
I know he's very good, and I knew you'd bring that up.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, if you see Mitchum doing this, you will never feel safe in your home again. It does the same thing to me that Seven does to you. I just draw my breath and start looking around to make sure all my doors are locked.
The fun thing about doing this list, John, is that these are the movies we compare others
good.
In these genres too. So when we see a modern, you know, a movie that comes out next week, we'll say, was it as good as fill in the blank?
This is our litmus test.
So for sci-fi, my pick is Alien. And I thought the music alone in that movie is just exact thing you want a sci-fi movie to do, which is makes you think and scares you.
And you know, and some of these are really groundbreaking. For instance, that one is, if only for Sigourney Weaver's role, Tough Lady, and that, you know, it was unusual to have such a strong woman. I think she was really one of the very first. For my choice, Star Wars, having fun with most genres and comic books and adventures that we have all grown up with is in Star Wars. And there's a lighthearted nature to the sometimes serious, if you talk about father and son, eventual relationships going on here. So Lawrence of Arabia is my choice
for epic.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't think you even need to say anything else. Enough said, right? So my epic is the one, the only, Godfather.
Good choice.
The Godfather is second to none. It's the relationships explored get completely changed the way a gangster film is thought about. I mean, there's vulnerability. You watch this and you question who you are, whose side are you on? And it really gave a soul and a heart and a realness to people. And Sopranos on HBO, I mean, this is the movie of all.
Incredibly humane and maybe likable.
Oh, totally likable because it's the complexity of the characters and, you know, tied along with what the movie is actually about, the violence and the really like underbelly of society, but you still love these people.
And as you always do, you make me think.